This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. A friend in college once told me, never knit your boyfriend a sweater. I've never forgotten this advice, even though I don't even know how to knit. And in college, I didn't have a boyfriend. Because when I asked her why I shouldn't knit my boyfriend a sweater, she had a powerful explanation. She said, you'll go to all this trouble to knit him a sweater, then he won't appreciate how much work you did, and you'll get so annoyed, you'll break up with him. I took a few pointers from this trenchant bit of advice. First, I shouldn't make an extravagant gesture in order to elicit an extravagant response. I may very well not get that response. Second, I shouldn't set traps for people. Don't knit a sweater for a guy whom I think wouldn't appreciate it. If my birthday is important to me, I should remind the people in my life that it's coming up. Don't give them the opportunity to disappoint me. I remembered this once when Jamie and I had a big anniversary party one year. I was planning to give a thoughtful, well-crafted toast, and I started to get angry with him in advance because he was just probably going to make up a toast on the spur of the moment, which, by the way, is exactly the kind of thing that he would do. So I told him, this is important to me. You need to prepare something in advance or I'm going to be very upset. I let him know how to prepare. Third, if I do something because I want to do it for my own reasons, other people's responses don't matter as much. They still matter, but they don't matter as much. If I knit a sweater because I enjoy knitting, I won't be annoyed when the recipient doesn't respond as I'd hoped. Finally, just because something seems like a thoughtful gesture to me doesn't necessarily mean that it will seem like a thoughtful gesture to someone else. I might think nothing could be more delightful than a hand-knit sweater, but then my boyfriend is thinking, why hasn't she noticed that I never wear sweaters? This is advice that I have never literally followed, but I've remembered it many times. Never knit your boyfriend a sweater. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.